This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive, and let's head to the phone lines to someone you all know very well. Since we've been doing this 5 years, he has been a part of this show, Robert Flores, Houston's own. Who I know is excited about. Probably, hey, your Cougs made you sweat it out a little bit at the end of that game against Gonzaga. And I'm saying that correctly for you, Kelvin. But they're moving on. You got a chance here coming up against Purdue. I know you're amped up about this thing.
Yeah, well, what I'm amped up about is why the committee decided to have a number one seed play a road game against Purdue in Indianapolis, but that's neither here nor there.
Right. It is toughness here, man. It is
yeah, and the Gonzaga ending was less than ideal, but hey, survive in advance.
There you go.
Fingers crossed for this weekend.
There you go. No, you're in good shape. Yeah, y'all are gonna at least with Purdue. Now Tennessee, we'll see, but Purdue they'll give them problems. All right.
By the way, best teams I've seen all weekend were Florida and Duke. Just pure talent. I thought Florida and Duke were the most talented teams. Doesn't mean they're going to win it. Those were just, I thought, the most talented teams I saw of all the games.
I'm sorry, Ruffo. Did you say Arkansas?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my bad.
I did not. I love the story. I love Cal, and I love what he's doing. I just don't know if they can continue past this weekend. Oh, okay. But hey,
just checking, man.
Cougs are winners.
Ruffo, it was the I did not. It was the dismount on the I did not that really drove that into his heart. All right, you can catch Ruffo on MLB Central every morning, 9 a.m. Central Time on MLB Network. Always an entertaining show. And as the season gets
going. Starts tomorrow
as the season gets going,
sir.
Man. That's the spot to turn on and catch everything in the morning. So check him out there. All right, so the big story here is Cam Smith. And there's a lot there with service time and should he come up and – what kind of pitching has he really faced in the spring with these numbers? What are you hearing, and what's your thoughts about him potentially starting immediately?
Well, I was at Astros camp probably about 3 weeks ago, and I had a good chat with Dana Brown about him and talked with Joe Espada about Cam, and they love the kid. Joe Espada said, as good a ball player as he is, he's an even better kid. And I think that comes through. I think that he has so certainly surprised them by how well, how he's done. But to your point, there are a lot of factors here. One, there's a need, okay? If you're going to put him in right field, there's a need for some outfield production offensively. We know this. We knew that going in. So he feels that need. The service time issue, that's certainly something to consider. However, they're per the new CBA, if teams bring up and have a rookie start the season and that rookie reaches certain thresholds or wins rookie of the year or finishes in the top five in voting, then there's an incentive for that team to bring that rookie up or to have him begin the season with them. Some extra draft pick compensation. But I think the other thing, and this is the biggest thing, is what happens if he struggles? because we all know what the pitching he sees or is seeing in, you know, in the Grapefruit League, it's going to be vastly different than what he sees at the big league level. I'm not saying he can't adjust and can't produce, but the big question is for me, what happens if he struggles out of the gate going 2 for 20? You know, 3 for 35, then what do you do? Because I don't think you want to run the risk of having this yo-yo effect. Yeah. Look at what the Cardinals have been experiencing with Jordan Walker, for instance, a young man that extremely talented, but then 1 week he's at the big league level, and the next week he's at the minor league level. Then he's at 2 weeks in the minors, and then he's back up. So I think they got to be real careful about how they proceed here, but he certainly opened some eyes for sure.
How do you, what you mentioned first about Cam Smith and Joe Espada, Dana Brown, kind of their feelings towards him, how much of that do you think plays into, you know, his ability to handle the what if he struggles, right? I mean, don't you think that you've been around plenty enough athletes of any kind, whether it's baseball or anything, but there's some guys that are just wired and the struggle's not going to bother them. In fact, you can argue to make them better. You know, surely they've got a pretty good grip on, you know, at least feeling towards what that would look like if he did struggle, right?
Yeah, and I think they got to feel pretty confident about what their infrastructure looks like, you know, internally, in terms of coaching and veterans in the clubhouse. I mean, this is still a look. There's a lot of new faces in that clubhouse, but there's the leadership, that category, you would think remains. The box is still checked. Jose Altuve is there. Christian Walker is one of the best dudes in all of baseball. So then you have the confidence. You hope that the young man has the confidence in himself to withstand those kind of early struggles. I mean, you guys know this. Baseball is a game that's going to beat you down, and it's all about how you handle it. So it's a very intriguing decision. But we do know this. Eventually, it would seem to me that this young man has the potential to be a franchise cornerstone. And the fact that the Astros acquired him in the manner that they did, I think is Dana Brown deserves a lot of credit, as well as, you know, the people around him.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, joins us. You can catch him every morning starting tomorrow. MLB Central, 9 a.m. On MLB Network. The other big story outside of Cam Smith is potentially the other corner outfielder. And that is Jose Altuve. And listen, you can answer if you think this is going to work or you're concerned or whatever. But I want to come from it from this point of view from you is, did you get the sense last year or the previous years or whatever that it was so needed to be this aggressive to move him off second base?
Yeah. No, that's a great question because I thought about that. When the move was announced or it was floated, I don't recall. Look, I've known that Jose Altuve has had different struggles defensively, especially here in the last couple of years. But no, it did not strike me as being egregious. However, I thought collectively as a whole, and I think the numbers bear this out, and this is something that struck me, was defensively the Astros weren't as good last year as they had been during this run. So was Jose Altuve a part of that? For sure, no doubt. But yeah, that's an excellent question. It was not anything that made me go, oh my God, they got to get him out of here. But look, the numbers, what's the old saying? The numbers don't lie, right? The numbers have gone down steadily. And I give Jose Altuve a lot of credit, man. I think this is just part of one of the many reasons why he's going to go down as the greatest Astro to ever wear that uniform. Because there's not many people with his resume and his stature within an organization that would be willing to do this. So I give him a ton of credit, and I'm pulling for him because I like him a lot, and I hope it works out for him.
How much of it, Roflo, do you think is more geared towards the offensive side of things? Just getting the best lineup. Yeah. You lose Kyle Tucker, so just this whole thought of like, hey man, we can overcome the center fielder not hitting, the left fielder being a turnstile out there. You can overcome these kind of things because you got the Kyle Tuckers and the Yordans and this and that. At some point, right, that well runs dry, and so how much of this could you look at and say, hey, look, this is about getting you know, having some flexibility in the lineup and getting our best bats in the lineup night in, night out.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you mentioned it. Look, the outfield, when you look at the group and you set aside Yordan Alvarez, excuse me, we know that right now there is a void of consistent offensive production. So if you can kill two birds with one stone and take away Jose Altuve, the perception of his declining defense, and the numbers would suggest it's more than a perception, but if you can put him out there in left field and still have his offensive capability, that's a plus. The thing that is going to be interesting is, do you run the risk of not only your, you know, do you put Jose Altuve and then run the risk of having some declining defense in left field? It's a very, very difficult decision, and I'm just fascinated to see how it's going to turn out. It is going to be really fascinating. I'm pulling for him because I know it can't be easy, but I really give him a lot of credit for having the enthusiasm to be willing to take this on.
Roflo, listen, the season opening day gets in full swing coming up on Thursday, and I know this is busy season for you. What all you got going on?
Well, yeah, MLB Central returns tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Houston time, and then, you know, people can now stream MLB Network as a standalone product. I know we got a lot of YouTube subscribers out there, YouTube TV subscribers out there listening right now, and MLB Network, unfortunately, hasn't been available on that platform for a handful of years, but you can stream MLB Network as a standalone product right now. Go to MLB.com/live-stream-games/products. So, yes, we're working on the URL to tighten that up a little bit, but this is the best we got going so far.
Well, one more time, Roflo. Hell, you lost me. Give me that one more time, Chief.
It's MLB.com/live-stream-games/products. And if worse comes to worse, just Google MLB Network 5.99. And the options will come up. There's a couple of price options you can go through, but that's one of them, and it'll get you to the right spot.
/...
I know. We need to work on the URL.
But, just go to Roflo on Twitter and send him a DM.
Oh, let's not do that.
Please, hey, post the link. Post the link, Roflo. Post the link, baby.
That's right.
All right, man.
Enjoy. You know what? I'll do that right now.
Enjoy opening day.
Hey, thanks, guys. Y'all have a good week. See you later. Hey,
all right, that was two dashes and two slashes.
Yeah. It was a slash right there. To rope that thing out. That's Robert Flores, MLB Network. Catch him every morning starting tomorrow, MLB Central, 9 a.m.